In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. I recently read a short reflection on this gospel passage that was written by a New Testament professor. And this is how he started. If Jesus' words never strike me as strange, if Jesus' words never cause me some sense of unrest, if Jesus' words never trouble me, then I can be sure of one thing. I can be sure that I am missing something important. And it's true, because Jesus is all about turning things upside down, about breaking boundaries. And one of the biggest boundaries in his time was this idea of ritual purity. The questions of who is clean and who is unclean, who is allowed to be part of society and who isn't, who matters and who do we cast out. Now, this is a bit of a spoiler alert, but I think it will shock absolutely none of you that the answer is basically the people with all the power and money get to call the shots, especially the men who were the social and religious leaders of their time. That left a lot of groups stigmatized, pushed to the margins. And one of them that we hear quite a bit about in the Bible was the Samaritans. It was so bad, this dislike, that Jews walking from Judea to Galilee would actually walk all the way around Samaritan land, even though it was a longer walk. And there are several ways to explain the conflict. I'm going to tell you the simplest one, the one that is usually told, and the one that is essentially the Jewish version. It does require a brief history lesson, but I hope you can bear with me. So it goes all the way back to the 8th century BC. And if you remember your Old Testament history, Israel gets conquered in a couple of different phases. Well, in the 8th century, the Assyrians conquer the northern kingdom of Israel. And so the Assyrian king comes in and he deports most of the Jews living there at the time and replaces them with foreigners that he has imported from other lands far away. And these people didn't follow the law of Moses. They worshiped pagan gods. And over time, this led to a blending of religious and cultural beliefs that even 750 years later led to the Samaritans not being considered real Jews. Even though over time they began to worship the same God, they read many of the same scriptures, but when the temple was rebuilt, the Samaritans were excluded from that. And the grudge endured on both sides for centuries. So Samaritans weren't allowed to participate in most of the Jewish religious life, and the Jews were prohibited from marrying them, which is kind of hard to reconcile with our first reading today. The Samaritans were still outsiders, even after all that time, based pretty much on nothing more than racial prejudice. Now, there's one other identity we need to understand for this story, and that is the people referred to as lepers. The original Greek uses a word that actually sounds just like leper, but we think that it refers to a whole variety of skin diseases, because what we know as leprosy was not actually endemic in that area at the time. So, if you have a mental image in your head of like body parts falling off, you have watched too much Monty Python. A better assumption is that they suffered from some kind of horrible scaly skin condition or several different conditions. But that wasn't all, because in addition to their medical problems, the lepers were also marginalized by society. You see, 2,000 years ago, there are only two reasons you could be sick. Either you were possessed by a demon, or you had committed horrible sins. And for that reason, the lepers were social outcasts as well. It's why we heard in the gospel that the lepers were keeping their distance as they cried out to Jesus. The law in Leviticus required them to live far away from everybody else. And when they came close to everyone, they had to just yell out, "Unclean, unclean," wherever they went. Best guess is their skin condition sort of reminded people of death, which was the ultimate impurity. And of course, if you are unclean, you can't participate in the religious and civic life either. So they were outsiders not because people were afraid of catching their disease. No, the Israelites were afraid that the lepers would make them unclean too. So they had to be avoided at all costs, and definitely not included in what today we might call polite society. But if you've read anything at all about Jesus, you know that he was not constrained by what was polite or even lawful. Healing was freely available. Freedom from captivity was what he proclaimed. Salvation in the form of a personal relationship with the living God is what he offered. And after all that, the only one to recognize the mercy that Jesus had was an unclean foreigner. It was an outcast who shows us the proper response of gratitude. And I say shows us because God has given us far more than we deserve too. It's the very definition of grace. So yes, it is right to give our thanks and our praise. We say it every week. But as the saying also goes, talk is cheap. So I wonder what else we need to give. Perhaps more time prostrating ourselves at the feet of Jesus. Maybe more energy spent breaking down barriers. More mercy shared with the outcasts of society. Maybe having more confidence that God's future is one in which every single person matters infinitely. If we don't find all that in this strange reading, then we've absolutely missed something important. Amen.